This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
I please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, let's go. Let's rock it. I'm ready. All right, who's going with me? The Robert Scott Bell Show on for Outside the Box Wednesday. Ty Bollinger will be joining us in a little while. We'll be talking about more venal vaccines and the lies told about them. Stick around for that. Of course, we got Dr. Stephen Sinatra from the Sacred Fire of Liberty Gala. Thanks to Jonathan Emord. Real great update. And Juicing Cannabis with Dr. William Courtney. Super Don, I don't think I'm going to make it past that segment. I'm going to be so relaxed. It'll be all over.
That'll do it for you, huh?
Yeah, actually, I need to. I need some CBD. You know, on the break, I'm going to take. I'm just like, I'm ready to go. There's so much going on.
Dr. Courtney's talking about more than just CBD, though. We're talking about whole plant, medicinal there. So,
non-psychoactive, though. Yeah,
that's
non-psychoactive
right.
Juicing of whole plant cannabis. So I'm very curious to hear from that doctor. He's at a medical conference. Super Don, can you play audio from your end? Because I'm just, honestly, as I start this show, I need some Argentum Nitricum because my mixing board is going wobbly and wiggly and making all kinds of noises I don't like.
You know what? It happens. It happens. But you know, even the best of us have technical issues. Yesterday, Jerry Doyle was having technical issues, and when you got on the show, he had a fill-in host.
That's right. Yes, I know. It was wild. I was scheduled to be on with Jerry Doyle yesterday, and his substitute host, David Rubin, was on. Mm-hmm. And did you post that as a YouTube yet?
I did. If you go to the RS Bell Media Channel on YouTube, mm-hmm. I've got the interview from yesterday, and boy, didn't David Rubin just kind of open up the door and say,
"Holy
go, Robert."
Holy tamale. Hey, all y'all wondering if there's anybody in other aspects of our media and talk radio are willing to talk about the dangers of vaccines, the CDC whistleblower story. You have got to listen to that audio clip from my interview yesterday. And it stunned me because I had never been interviewed by David Rubin. I didn't know where he would go or allow me to go. He's the host filling in for JD. I know what I can do with JD. But David Rubin, I didn't know. And a guy goes on the air and says, yeah, I haven't even vaccinated my two kids. He says that on the air. And so suddenly the floodgates are open. We can go all the way now and talk about this stuff. So you want to hear about something stunning, you can pass that around to your friends. And also, thanks to Jerry Doyle and Epic Times, they actually made a nice little splash for some audio files related to what I said about the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism and the sacrament of vaccination, the dogma of that church. And that's up there at Epic Times. I think we have it linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com.
Indeed. Indeed. I don't even know what to say. Well, a whole lot of shaking going on over the last 24 hours, so very cool.
Yeah, so if you're, again, if you're of the mindset that no one's covering this story correctly, of course, you know we are, but the fact of the matter is we're having some level of influence in a positive way to cover these stories by our continuing, let's say, coverage of the things that the mainstream media will not. We're shaming them into it, but some of these guys and gals are our friends but would never be exposed to this information. We're not for what we're doing, and thanks to all of y'all out there listening and telling your friends about the Robert Scott Bell Show. So it is very cool.
Yes, we are having a little bit of a technical difficulty today on playing audio, but I think the story is definitely worth talking about. I've just posted it to the Facebook page, and if you go to the article, this is talking about the enterovirus, or enterovirus or whatever. You know, I've heard it pronounced different ways.
Sure.
But if you recall, yesterday you were talking about how interesting it was that they're putting out these articles about how this tip of the iceberg pandemic is spreading across the country, and we need to worry about all of these kids getting this virus. But in the article, it pointed out the fact that the docs don't even know. They haven't even established a single confirmed case of the enterovirus.
Wait, but it's causing it. It's the outbreak in the Midwest, but they haven't confirmed even one.
Right. So lo and behold, this morning, USA Today comes out with this story. And if you watch the video, it's interesting because there's this doc in Texas. And the doc is going, you know what, I had somebody come in, and it looked like they had the enterovirus, so I wanted to make sure, so I called my local health authorities, and they said, well, we don't know how to test for that enterovirus thing. And she's like, okay. So she called the state, and they went, we really don't know how to know whether it's really that or not. Call the CDC. So she calls the CDC, and the CDC says, we're not quite sure exactly how to do that, but we'll get back to you.
What?
Yeah, they have no idea. Nobody knows how to test to see if somebody has this enterovirus, the one that all of the headlines across the country are trying to scare people with.
Yeah, and somebody out there thought I was exaggerating. Right?
Not at all.
When I was
not
the first to mention this in talk radio, that they're not even testing for the virus. Now it's even worse. They don't even know how to test for the enterovirus that they claim is causing the outbreak in children all over the Midwest.
And it's funny, at the end of this newscast in this video, the reporter says to the one that was telling the story, so do we have to test for this? I mean, if we don't test for it, is that okay? I mean, is it necessary? Mm-hmm. And the lady says, well, you know, they want to kind of keep track of these things so they can put a name to it. Or let's say a parent wants to know, you know, what's my kid got? Yeah, okay, I can understand that. But then she goes on to say, you know what, but the thing is, you know, it's kind of like a cold, so as long as you just kind of get some fluids and rest, it's okay.
It's kind of like a cold. Well, again, that's what we've said as well, that all of these viral so-called infections are basically stuff escaping from your cells when you're overwhelmed by toxicity or deficiency in an acute scenario. But the kids that are suffering, the kids that are in ICU, have pre-existing respiratory conditions, I would say liver and kidney congestion, all the classic things, maybe mercury toxicity from vaccines. And in fact, the reason there's any kind of outbreak at all is likely due to the vaccine, back-to-school vaccine campaign, because everybody in the Midwest, you know, at the same time is going back to school. What's going on there? Are there any kids that are not vaccinated that are suffering the same way? I don't know. This is the kind of thing that somebody with a lick of intelligence and integrity that was not selling out to the pharmaceutical industrial complex would be willing to ask the questions. You cannot leave any stone unturned when you're trying to dig down deep in to see what is causing this, which is why, you know, the basement of the CDC, somewhere in a corner somewhere, are the real heroes, the toxicologists, who would indeed go into a scenario and say, what is common to all of these kids since we're not testing for one virus? Well, what else could we find? Did they all get vaccinated recently? Oh, that's interesting. Yes, back to school, catching up with shots. How many of them, you know, percentage-wise, are suffering? But that cannot be asked. We are actually telling the experts to play dumb. And most of them are willing to do so they don't lose their jobs.
I don't know. See, you know, I think somebody in a newsroom just decided, you know what, we're kind of bored with the Ebola thing. Mm. What can we come up with here? Because, you know, I did a little bit of reading into the common cold. I mean, I've never really thought about it. You get a cold, you get over it, it's fine.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's like over, according to what I read, like more than 200 viruses that can cause the common cold.
Yeah.
For some reason, they stop on this enterovirus EVD68 and put that on a headline. It's why?
Right.
You know, well, unless they're trying to get some ratings, I guess, on the tail end of this Ebola thing.
Fear-mongering cells. And then we have some numbnuts out there that say, well, you're the fear-monger. You're scaring everybody about vaccines. Dude, if you think it's not scary to inject toxic poisons, including mercury and thimerosal-containing mercury and aluminum and aborted fetal tissue and antibiotics and antifreeze into little helpless babies and children, if you don't think that's scary, go to the planet Zubla Dubla and just hang out there because nothing scares you. There's a reason for legitimate fear here. And it ain't
yes.
the virus.
The what? Planet Zubla Dubla. I know
yes,
it
the
will.
Planet Zubla Dubla. I just got a message from Zubla Dubla, and they said all the people who are not afraid of vaccines can come to their planet. Okay?
Oh,
just right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Never before have I said that. All right. Hashtag whistleblower. It's still going out there. There's some more hashtag parties for this tonight after the show. I have a dream that fully informed consent will one day be embraced by the medical profession. There's a meme I didn't publish in today's show notes. I'll see if I can go back that Liam helped put together. And it gets, so some may be offended because we're using the image of Martin Luther King to talk about that concept of the danger of vaccinations. I want you to see that a little later if you haven't yet. But check that out. We've got to get the word out through visual mediums as well. Now, here's another story related to mercury toxicity, and the Alliance for Natural Health put this article out. And I do want to talk about it real quick before we go to Steven Sinatra and bust up the myths of cholesterol real quick. Do antibiotics contribute to mercury poisoning? And I thought this was a fascinating headline. Leave it to the ANH to ask the good questions. Because evidently they're saying that the antibiotics may prevent the body from excreting mercury found in fish and many vaccines. This was a documented in a study by Boyd Haley from the University of Connecticut Medical Center. Now, I want to add something to this. Because, yes, at an annual conference of the American Board of Metal Toxicology, presented by Dr. Robert Nash, Dr. Mark Hyman was involved in this, they suggested that the toxic effects of mercury spread across a broad spectrum of diseases linked to so many things. We know that already here. But interesting to relate that antibiotics may limit the ability to excrete. But I'm going to say it this way as well, that use of antibiotics can guarantee the uptake of mercury from fish or any other contaminant source that you would ingest. Because why? Antibiotics, that vitamin A that doctors still persist in prescribing from babies to the elderly, explodes like napalm in the jungles of Vietnam, leaving you with a leaky gut. And that epithelial barrier that could theoretically and actually protect you from the uptake of heavy metals, particularly if you eat proper food with lots of fiber, you could bind out the mercury if you have enough selenium and carry it right on through the GI tract and out. But when you take an antibiotic, all bets are off. The space suit, the Earth suit has been pierced. And now leaky gut means more absorption of mercury, much less the reduced excretion capacity. So beware the antibiotics. They are not a lifesaver in most cases. They will take from your life. Utilize silver and other immune modulators instead, unless a last resort, then you have it. Dr. Steven Sinatra joins us next from the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Then Dr. William Courtney, we're going to juice some cannabis together. And Ty Bollinger.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In our ongoing series of interviews from the Sacred Fire of Liberty Gala, another award recipient, Dr. Stephen Sinatra joins us now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Sinatra, welcome back. It's been too long.
Oh, it has, Robert, but it's great to be here, and I'm really touched and honored that I received this award.
Well, you are most worthy, in my opinion. You've done such work in helping people all over the world with your research, your writings as a doctor, helping patients, and being willing to stand up against the official stories in medicine. So willingly, despite maybe barbs that would be thrown your way. But now to get an award, it's the least that could be done.
That's correct. I mean, it's sort of it's kind of lonely being out there in a limb. But even in my, my last sort of endeavor was when I wrote The Great Cholesterol Myth. I mean, I think that's one of the unfortunate circumstances of the 21st century. I mean, people realize that they must realize that cholesterol is not the enemy. It's really sugar. Sugar enhances inflammation. Inflammation is the root cause of heart disease. Our body needs cholesterol. And unfortunately, the story got twisted and exaggerated. And So I'm so glad I actually wrote that book.
I am so glad you have, too. I've referred to it over the years many times as well. And the myth of cholesterol still is a diehard myth, because even the holistic, natural healthcare doctors and non-doctors that are, I'm a homeopath, we know, have still bought into this idea of lowering cholesterol is a good thing. Other than what we'd call hypercholesterolemia, I see that the studies still show that you tend to live longer and have less cognitive decline, less Alzheimer's, if you have higher cholesterol. So again, it's a struggle because even the holistic guys and gals out there are still playing the cholesterol game.
I'll tell you, it's a myth that's been propagated for over 50 years. I bought into it myself.
Even we all did.
Cardiology. Yeah. And, you know, you said people live longer. Yeah, they've shown that in Framingham right now, and they've shown it in Italy. Mm-hmm. And it's not just longevity. Look, people with higher cholesterols have resistance to respiratory infections.
Yes.
They have resistance to gastrointestinal infections, even MRSA staff and children. So, you know, having a high cholesterol can be a very good thing. But I will say this, Robert. I mean, mm-hmm. cholesterol is found at the scene of the crime, but it's not the perpetrator.
Right.
Look, when cholesterol gets oxidized, it becomes inflammatory. Mm-hmm. That's why we need to do like a VAT test or an LPP test or an NMR test. You know, these different types of tests which fractionate cholesterol. Because we do know that LP little a mm-hmm. is a very small cholesterol particle. It's very inflammatory. We know that when that becomes oxidized or when small particle LDL becomes mm-hmm. oxidized, it can create an inflammatory response.
Sure.
But remember, you know, not all cholesterol becomes oxidized.
No, it's not. It's not the cause. There are other factors, and that's the thing. And I think even recently we've been seeing and reporting on some people that are saying, shock of all shocks, LDL is also okay. It's also good for you. It's also necessary. I said, well, what did God create? All of it. There must be a good purpose for it somewhere and somehow. Now, beyond that, of course, you've written on so many things, obviously, your cardiovascular background. But beyond that, into the general health. And I think over the years that you've come out, more doctors have come around to this thing. I don't want to say nobody has. It's like the fact that you're getting this award here is a great sign as well. The next phase of this, I mean, can we go back into the medical schools? Is there any hope there to rescue them from the drug companies? I don't know.
Hey, there is hope. I just read the textbook for medical schools, Nutritional Strategies and Cardiovascular Disease.
You
and in fact, some of my authors are here getting awards, so I love it. So, you know, I really feel good about it. Lee Cowden is here. Harry Pruse is here. These were some of my authors and others as well. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to give medical students a choice.
Yeah.
In, matter. In other words, look, a healthy diet, healthy water, a good mindset, you know, reduction of toxicity in the body, we call it detoxification, earthing,
yes.
you know, natural healing of the Schumann energy of the earth, sunlight is healing, targeted nutraceuticals, bring those back to the table. Look, everybody may need a pharmaceutical drug someday, but let's not rely on
even as a homeopath drugs. I will acknowledge that. That's just, you know, the thing is using things appropriately. And I want to thank you. It's been years since we've been on. For all my new listeners, Dr. Sinatra played a role in my family because he connected with my uncle, the doctor, who always told me not to be a medical doctor because of what he saw was happening. And you connected late in his life after his cancer diagnosis and helped him out, opened up to holistic things. He ended up having a joyful last time of his life as he began, took up painting and did a lot of wonderful things. And I appreciated that the moment he said, yeah, I talked with Dr. Steven Sinatra. My heart got happy. So I thank you
great.
For that
well,
as well.
Thank you. My son became a naturopath because I said to him, you become
don't,
a naturopath.
Don't be a medical doctor, right?
That's right.
Dr. Steven Sinatra,
right.
Real quick, where can we find you on the web?
HeartMDInstitute.com or DrSinatra.com.
Beautiful. Dr. Sinatra, it's always good to connect with you. Anytime you want to drop by, you're welcome to
thanks. God bless.
Dr.
Bye-bye.
Sinatra, thank you.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so as simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Gottfeld.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Gottfeld.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
You ever miss the show? No worries. There's so many ways to listen. So many. Right here on GCN or Syndicator, they blast it out as an archive immediately. Natural News Radio carries it, of course. Epic Times now a carrier of it. iTunes, Stitcher Podcast, UK Health Radio. Planet Earth is getting informed on health and healing from a natural perspective. And I'm pleased to bring you today, right now, live from the Marijuana for Medical Professionals Conference in Denver, Colorado, Dr. William Courtney from the Cannabis International Foundation. Dr. Courtney, welcome. I am glad to have you on. From what I understand, this is the first, hopefully of many, where they're bringing actual medical professions together, this is in Denver, to talk about the science and the clinical applications of the cannabis plant in medical practice. Was this just a shocking event to have come together?
It was, and it has been very well executed with a very strong staff. You tend to think, well, maybe I know it all. Well, it's been very exciting there. Have been some very interesting talks in which I just couldn't stop taking notes. So it was very well put together with a very wide staff that really are excited about their area of interest and specialty. And it's just a pleasure to be here as well as to speak.
Yeah, I can hear the ambient noise out there in the conference. Sounds like there might be kids present too.
They are.
Well, I think, and I correct me if I'm wrong, but perhaps one of the reasons is the medical discussion and investigation into the benefits for children, whether we're dealing with children's cancer, seizure disorders, anxiety, and things along those lines. Is that what we're hearing?
Yes, and, you know, it's an area of particular interest. I have three young children at this point, and I just got up back from Michigan and spoke at a conference there. And in Michigan, it takes two physicians to approve of the use of cannabis for children, but for some amazing reason, it only takes one to approve of vincristine or methotrexate or plaquenil, and it's so wrong, because if there are limited resources, children should be the first to have access to that. If there's plenty to go around, you know, then us older folks with, you know, post-traumatic arthritis and stuff should have access, but children are, you know, they're the future, and the ability to prevent insulin-dependent diabetes is patented separately. It's patented as an anti-neoplastic by the United States government. There's, you know, just so many reasons. And the huge one is the anti-diabetic. You know, we can reduce insulin-dependent diabetes by 50%. And so we're protecting our children from, cannabis and giving them diabetes and cancer and autoimmune and rheumatoid arthritis. And it really is totally upside down that it requires suspicion that a single physician is incapable of providing a child with the benefits of particularly the non-psychoactive.
Dr. Courtney, I think that's one of the biggest issues that you have as an obstacle. People are thinking, oh, you're just getting kids high and you could be harming their brains. But talk to me, because your specialty seems to be in that ability to use it in a non-psychoactive way.
And that's the way the plant has been used for 34 million years. We are the first species ever to take the plant, heat it, and when you heat it, you break down THC acid, which is non-psychoactive, create THC, and not only do you create the psychoactive effect, but there's some very interesting low-dose THC studies. Joseph Sarn out of Israel shows that the body's looking for a couple hundred micrograms, and if you're willing to do a single dose, it protects the nervous system from carbon monoxide poisoning, ischemia for up to 8 weeks. So stunning benefits when the plant is used the way it was evolved to be used, and it's used by every other animal. So we kind of think of ourselves as a standard, but in this case, it's kind of like rice. You know, you scrape the brown off and eat white rice and get rid of the bran and eat white bread. And with cannabis, we get rid of the leaf and smoke the bud, and that really is really so upside down from what, you know, the rest of the animal kingdom has used for the last 34 million years.
Right. Dr. Courtney, people still can't believe. Sometimes I'll just go on and say, hey, listen, we need to take those leaves just like we do with dandelion leaves and either juice them or put them on our salad and eat them. But then they have THC in them. They're going to get us high. And I'm like, no, they're not, because you have to heat it to alter it in that way. And so there are other medicinal benefits from a dietary perspective. And again, your focus and specialty is extraordinary, and very few people know about it.
And it's a shame, and I think there's a bit of a movement today to bring in the corporations, embrace psychoactivity. They're going to all the legislators and saying, we can provide clean cannabis with no contaminants, no sprays, pesticides, dog hair, and it'll be consistently dosed. And so let the corporations take over, stop the individuals. And what that does is it replaces prohibition with its golden shackles. If the corporations can establish that the highest and best use of cannabis is THC, 5 to 10 milligrams, $5 to $10, accepted by the consumer, great for the producer and distributor, then the child that's doing, you know, 300, 500 milligrams a day is suddenly at $150,000 to prevent seizures, The adult that wants to prevent diabetes and cancer and heart disease, you know, can be $100,000 to $300,000 for a non-psychoactive antioxidant juice that, if grown commercially like other vegetables, you know, it, $13 a bale, it would cost you, it'd cost you 50 cents for an adequate dose. But right now it's $1,000 a day. And that's the golden shackles that are being brought in to replace prohibition and really prevent, full-on access to the dietary
right.
And health benefits.
Control and profit off of that control. We are about freeing this plan up because it comes from a far higher place than any government or medical agency. And I want to see people growing this in their yard everywhere, because we got to decentralize this for people to have access to it as a food.
Yeah. Well, I am convinced at this point, given we now are labeling the cannabinoid receptors by the organelle inside of the cell. So I just attended a lecture in Italy. It was on MTCB1. So we're now, that's a mitochondrial CB1 receptor. We're finding these receptors on the nuclei and endosomes, lysosomes, Golgi. The entire inside of the cell is under modulation by this cannabinoid system. And the nomenclature is quite difficult. You know, there are really 20 carbon molecules, the carcinoids. Half the population really does, it's upset when you say the NAD portion of cannabinoid. And if we call them encannons, like endorphins, which are a contraction of endogenous morphine, well, encannons is a contraction of endogenous cannabinoids, an easier term. I have patients that want to come in after I've closed my office because they're afraid to be seen by their peers because their peers are so anti-cannabis. And so we need the language to really identify that these 20 carbon molecules, they were in use 600 million years before cannabis appeared on the planet. So the whole nomenclature thing is really backwards, causes a lot of confusion. And
well, we got some cultural limitations based on misinformation, programming, propaganda, as it's always been. The human species is very malleable and programmable. And interestingly enough, in some of my studies of cannabis and the use of it, people are less programmable when they have the cannabinoid system fulfilled and the endocannabinoid system doing its thing.
It, you know, Mishulam at the sixth cannabinoid workshop in Dublin last March said that there probably is no condition for which it's not beneficial, because if this is helping the nuclei and mitochondria of the cell, so if that cell is producing antibodies or contracting intestine or firing neurons or secreting thyroid or whatever the body is doing, if that it functions more effectively, that includes, you know, serotonin, dopamine levels, you know, senses of alertness and arousal and attention. It really is. There is no other food on the planet that comes anywhere near this in terms of supporting cellular health, any cell, any function of the cell. So it has incredibly diverse benefits that really is disturbing to the Western medical doctors. Like, you know, how can the federal government have a patent on this plant for epilepsy and Down syndrome, cataracts and cancer and heart disease and diabetes and autoimmune disorders? It's very disturbing for the silver bullet physician to kind of, you know, what are you talking about, replacing 50 drugs with one? You know,
right. And that's a threat, as we know. We're talking with Dr. William Courtney, and he is from CannabisInternational.org. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com today. And there's actually an image we've linked to in the notes that is quite extraordinary. It has CBD and the different cannabinoids listed in the center with all these arrows pointing out to all of the different things that it does. And Dr. Courtney, of all the things that it does, you don't sound at all like a stoner to me.
No, I, you know, there was a period, you know, I'm 60-something and 60 and not counting. There was a period when, you know, I was all about that, and I don't have any problem with it. And if someone's going to be doing an intoxicant, you know, as opposed to alcohol, you're going to have a lot less street problems, driving problems, family abuse problems. And so if that is an alternative to other substances that have much more harmful effects, but it really has absolutely nothing to do with this plant, and the dose is 1/100th of its dose. The dose is very similar to vitamin C. And the federal patent compares CBD to vitamin C, vitamin E, and explains why, because of the lack of psychoactivity, that your dose can be 400, 500, 1,000, 2,000 milligrams a day. Obviously, if you did that with THC, you'd be unconscious for a week. So it distinguishes itself from THC, which is very dose-restricted. So your THC dose, 5 to 10, your THC acid, CBD acid, runs up in the 300 at a bare minimum. 500 to 1,000 makes a lot more sense. There's a lot of difference in bioavailability, meaning you know, roughly 10% comes from your mouth into your serum, and that can vary if you're on birth control, high blood pressure, medicines,
sure.
or if you're taking chemotherapy. So, you know, the dosing has to be flexible, and the federal government has identified it very, very articulately. And mm-hmm. I recommend if you go to Cannabis International, the patent page, first patent is the federal government patent. Please memorize that, meaning read it once a week for a year. You'll mm-hmm. be very satisfied with the time investment.
We have it linked up. In fact, Superdon, if you know that page, we're going to get it out in the social networks as well. Now, is it too simplistic of me to say everybody should grow it, everybody should eat it in a salad or juice it like they're juicing wheatgrass and anything else that they're doing? I mean, from the standpoint
exactly.
of a general health benefit?
I get patients doing microgreens with cannabis and doing sprouts with cannabis, and those are a very simple way to get fresh. There's a 10 to 14-day spike that occurs and then disappears, but that spike can be very helpful. That allows people to grow it in their windowsill. They don't need sophisticated lights and that type of thing. Obviously, if you can do the indoor grow, then you can grow the plants, keep them in veg, and blend them is where we're at. That gives you 100% of the contents and the fiber, some protein in the drink, I mean, some fat in the drink because they're fat-soluble, distributed. So you know, use whole milk or hemp milk. Or.
Hey, Dr. Courtney, can you
yes.
stick around for a few more minutes? We got to take a break here.
I can.
Oh, beautiful. Well, Dr. Courtney's reporting live from the Marijuana for Medical Professionals Conference and very, very cogent, present with this information. And I want more of it to come out today. So we're going to do some more with him. Maybe we won't need to go to Walmart for our health care. Stick around.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Outside the Box Wednesday. Ty Bollinger will join us in a little while. The 9/11, 13 years later, retrospective. We're going to talk about things the mainstream media won't, about that as well. Right now, we've got a few more minutes with Dr. William Courtney, reporting from the Marijuana for Medical Professionals Group. He's got a website, cannabisinternational.org. I recommend it. I've got the patent page open. As he says, read it. The PDFs are all there for you to understand what the federal government knows about it, what they don't want you to know or access in the way, I believe, we should, and that is the ability to get access to the raw plant, to grow it, to eat it as a salad, to juice it. And again, as Dr. Courtney says, this is not going to get you high, but it will nourish you in ways that no other plant can. Go ahead, Dr. Courtney.
Yes, and, you know, I've decided to adopt the term vitamin F. It used to be the omega-3 and 6 fatty acids. They separated them out in the 1920s, created the term essential fatty acids. And so vitamin F is kind of a vacant term, so I've adopted the cannabinoids, the acids, and the neutrals. There's deficiency syndrome. The deficiency syndromes for vitamin F, you know, vitamin C, scurvy, vitamin D, rickets, vitamin B, beriberi. If you're deficient in vitamin F, which is the cannabinoid acids, they're an essential element that we don't produce that have a very positive effect on the body and meet all the criteria for being an essential nutrient. The deficiencies are cancer and diabetes and heart disease and cataracts and Down syndrome. These are the conditions listed in the federal government patent. So that first patent on the patent page is a very good one to be familiar with. The second one is on the medicinal acidics, and that's what really is the strong point of the raw plant. Raw plant actually has both THC acid as well as THC. Interestingly, the leaf is very, very low in THC, but that's probably a misnomer. It actually provides the exact correct amount. It's in this very couple hundred micrograms, whereas the brownie has 10,000 micrograms, and that dose is actually so high that you actually begin to lose the benefit that's on the back side of that biphasic mm-hmm. curve. And, you know, from 1 to 500 micrograms, the more the better. Get much above 500, and then the more you begin to lose benefits. And so the raw plant, when we need to be able to coexist with the heated plant. So we got all the heated products, which produce the psychoactive effect. The unheated do not. The dose is so much different. You know, one is 10 milligrams, the other is 300 to 500. So we need to kind of learn how to coexist and allow everyone to have access to non-psychoactive antioxidant benefits of this plant, which means we need everyone should have access to table grapes. Maybe you don't want to spend $3,300 for a bottle of wine. So you got the intoxicant at a premium. You have the table grape at an affordable cost point. Exactly what we need to do with cannabis. Everyone needs to be able to have access.
So, yeah, the precedent is set. Like you said, table grapes you can buy, you can grow, no problem, you can eat it. But the bottle of wine that costs $1,000 is it's a different level and layer. You can still, they can coexist. We've proven that with grapes. So the question is, will we get our head out of the government's you-know-what and vice versa to be able to see it this clearly? Now, there's a story here, Dr. Courtney, about Walmart getting into health care because obviously Obamacare is not working. People can't afford it, and they're making $40 a visit available at Walmart, so they're testing it $4 for employees. The question is, will this supersede even that to have our own plants in our own yards? Because Hippocrates said our food is our medicine.
And it's so important. And I mean, the cornerstone of self-sufficiency is being able to grow your food, which we've lost a lot of. Well, this is a plant that you can easily take the seed and save the seed. There's a book called Seed to Seed that's brilliant to help you learn how to save spinach and arugula and pumpkin and all the foods that you eat. Well, cannabis gives you that positive result. You know, you can make this plant come to seed, and it's easy to save that and have a crop next year. Provides you with the very best essential amino acid profile. Gives you the very best essential fatty acids. It's that 3-to-5-to-1 ratio that's perfect. 100% is converted into important fats in the body. And so if your diet is healthy, there is no oil better than hemp oil. And then you've got the sole source of cannabinoid acid. So this plant around the clock is a powerhouse of good health. And then it gives you fiber. It gives you so many other things that you can do with the plant. It remediates ground. It removes carbon dioxide. Ford built the car, ran it on hemp. And if we did that, we wouldn't have so much of the of possible environmental issues that are going on.
Right.
So it's a plant that can heal the air, the ground. It can help us preserve our health, restore our health. It can help us, you know, maybe with our philosophy, this idea of dominion and domination.
Nice.
You know,
look, Dr. Courtney, you have such an extraordinarily rounded perspective here, and I hope that you will stay in touch with us and we get you back on to talk some more.
Gladly. And if you get into Building 7, let me know, because that's an area that we need.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We'll be talking about that. In fact, there's a billboard going up tomorrow in Times Square all about the collapse of Building 7. So, Dr. Courtney, thank you for being here. I really appreciate you.
Anytime.
CannabisInternational.org. Check it out. We're going to be back with Ty Bollinger stepping way outside the box because the power to heal is definitely yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.